1 minute left. The ball was launched goalward, and Wolfgang Weber managed to poke it across the line, with England appealing in vain for handball as the hand came through the came through the crowded penalty area. So that put the score at 2-2 at the end of 90 minutes, and then went into extra time. In the 98th minute, Hurst found himself on the score sheet again. His shot hit the crossbar and bounced down on the ground, either into or just over the goal line. Whether the ball actually crossed the goal line or not has been a matter of discussion for decades, and this goal, known as the ghost goal, has become part of the World Cup history legacy. Recent digitally enhanced footage is said to, you know, digitally enhanced, that's a, you know, it's amazing how much these things still go on. It is clearly said to illustrate that Hurst's second goal did not cross the line. In the last minute, it was Hurst again who dribbled easily through the German half to net his third goal, just as the gathered crowd invaded the pitch to celebrate with the team, thus cementing the victory for England with another goal. And Jeff Hurst was the only goal ever to score three times in a World Cup final. So there you go. So, you know, wow, you know, it's sort of not much has changed. Although, you know, God knows what they were thinking with the goal the other day, because that was, everybody knows, was clearly in. But kind of fascinating, and that controversy over the nature of the game and the technology now available to make sure things like that don't happen. But, well, you know, it's all part of the game. Oh, by the way, yeah, someone called and mentioned that, in addition, if you kind of like the Nils Petter Mulvaire kind of trumpet thing, there's recommended that on June 30th, you go see the Tomáš Stanko Quintet. And another trumpet sort of based ensemble, and I don't know anything about them, but apparently Stanko's been around a long time, and does stuff in that sort of cool kind of jazz vein. So if you like, I'm fortunate I couldn't get any Nils Petter Mulvaire for today because the computer's down, and I didn't bring the CD in, and the CD here is gone, so, or his Khmer CD anyway, so that's sort of three strikes and you're out. But if you do like that kind of you know, sort of the more cool jazz kind of sound, that sounds like a good bet for Wednesday. Again, I mentioned there's lots of other artists coming out. You'll want to check all the various venues to see different artists that are playing, of course. And don't forget the Vancouver Folk Festival is also coming up, starting on July 16th, and keep that in mind as well. It's always a good time. You can go to www.thefestival.bc.ca for more information on that. It's about 10 to 10, and right now, let's see. Do you want weather? Is it kind of scary to look at the weather? Well, let's look at it here. So today, we get a chance of showers and highs of 19. High UV. So just keep in mind that although we are, you know, living through the summer that never was, that despite all the clouds, the UV index is still high. Those UV rays are getting through. You're getting enough from those little light bulbs. I don't know if you saw that. Was that on CBC or something? It sounds like something that CBC would have about the health risk of our new bulbs in those curly bulbs, you know? So they say don't get just the curly ones. Get the ones with the housing around it, because that cuts down on the UV that you get. It's a question of the UV and, of course, electromagnetic transmission off these bulbs, but also the UV impacts. And they say stay, you know, at least a foot away from these bulbs. Well, you know, I don't know. So you either get skin cancer or you save some energy. I don't know, what are one of the two, but you know, it's surprising how untested these things are before they get put on the market, considering also that I think all our incandescent bulbs in a couple years, so you won't be able to get any more. So there you go. Why did I mention? Oh, yeah, weather. So clearing this afternoon, so that's a good thing. Increasing cloudiness this evening, but then it sort of clears. up for the next few days. Unfortunately, on Friday, if you were thinking of going, stupid enough to think you're going camping like me, yeah, it's supposed to rain a bit on Friday. So Thursday's your best day. Then it starts to rain and get kind of cloudy and rainy on the weekend. So you know what? It's still winter, and I think we're toast. But you never know. All right, what have I got queued up here? Some more RGD2. Oh no, I got this thing. This is again sort of jazzy, not really sort of the Browns kind of thing, but. I like this track. It's Stepping In Tomorrow. If I queued up the right track, that is from Donald Byrd. was some Bonobo, brand new, or relatively new, I think. That was from Black Sands. And they are going to be at the Jazz Fest on June 30th, I believe, at the Commodoria with Brastronaut, which I'm going to play in a minute as well. Before that, I turned away just as I speak. A big DJ no-no. Some more. RJD2. This is a track called Giant Squid.
Thank you.
And that was something from Orchestral Party Act 2, the Gendarme Pop with Raymond Lefebvre. Before that, some Bonobo from Black Sands and Brastronauts with a track called Six Toes. Both Bonobo and Brastronaut playing at the Jazz Fest as part of their Urban Grooves kind of thing at the Commodore. I think that's on June 30, if I am not mistaken. Please check your local listings. But anyhow, that's, I think, the gist of it. It's about 17 minutes after 10. That's weird. I came on at 17 minutes after 9, I believe, last on that. Well, you know, it's the things that excite us DJs, stuff like that. But anyhow, right now, I forgot what I've got queued. Oh, no, here we go. But the challenge is, which CD player do I have it in? Okay, it's going to be a bit of a... I'm thinking this is going to be Laura St. Paul. And this is from the Great Italian Series Easy Temple Volume 4. And I think this is the right track. It's about 6 minutes long, so that looks about right. Does this sound right? Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
That was a great track for Lars and Paul from the Easy Tempo Volume 4 series with a track called So. Great kind of groovy thing. The Easy Tempo series, if you can still find them around, great, an extensive compilation of Italian theme music, movies, TV shows, that kind of thing from the 1960s and 70s. One of my favorite composers from that time, Piero Ulmiani, has done a lot of stuff that appears on these compilations. This is a great one from something called Sweden, Heaven and Hell. I guess that's the translation. There's some very familiar pieces on this, including the Mano Mano thing that you've heard on Sesame Street millions of times, apparently, and that's from this movie. It has a much more kind of off-color connotation than the Sesame Street version. Surprising in some ways that it actually made it into the show when you realize what the song's about. But anyway, we're going to hear something much tamer. No, not much tamer. It's called Topless Party. And you know what? It occurred to me that people just don't throw good parties anymore. Nobody throws a topless party anymore. But this is what it was like back in probably, this would have been seven. Oh, I don't know. I don't have the date on it. Anyway, you get the gist of it.
dreaming that you're gonna take me far away. I'm sailing on the sound of every word you say. Take me higher.
Oh, for some reason the CD cut out there. Sorry about that. I'm not sure what went on there, but that was some Goldfrapp. Unfortunately, kind of a cool track and got cut off. Hunt was the name of the CD. Hunt's the name of the track, Head First, the CD. Before that, we had some CQ from a CD called Take Me Higher, and Ettore Ballata from Easy Temple Volume 6, just a little instrumental track in there. This is something from the Easy Temple Volume 3. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you. that was some Roy Budd from, you know what? What I said from, and then now I gotta look it up. Rebirth of the Budd, a great CD that came out probably about 10 years ago or so. And we heard Get Carter from the 1971 release of that movie. And wasn't there some kind of, you know, another lame-ass remake of classic movies? Not that the original is actually that good in this case, but anyway, at least, you know, it's Michael Caine, right? And he looked pretty cool back then. Actually, was Michael Caine in that movie? I don't even know. I can't even remember. Anyway, what else did we have? Something from the Easy Tempo 3 release again. Someone called I.E. Abakalov. And Goldfrapp track in there from the new Head First. Fortunately, some little problem there, and the track ended abruptly. It's about 10 minutes to 11, and the show's almost over. Some Jagga Jazzist now. This is something new called One Armed Bandit.